This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
I don't think they are capable of a large-scale attack, but certainly an attack which could kill, maim, or wound hundreds of people.
Police departments in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Boston, and Atlanta tightening up security measures.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 3rd, 2015. A holiday for most people, huh? And tomorrow is the 17th birthday of the oldest first daughter, Malia Obama. Happy birthday in advance. As you heard, U.S. law enforcement officials are boosting security measures ahead of the 4th of July holiday. More police are being deployed to prominent locations because of concerns of terrorist threats, including some from suspected ISIS supporters in the U.S. who may heed the group's call to carry out attacks. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and National Counterterrorism Center relayed their concern in a bulletin last week that listed the holiday weekend and several upcoming Prophet Muhammad drawing events. You might want to get that phone scheduled in the coming weeks as possible targets for attacks. Meanwhile, yesterday we were looking at what was going on at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., and a false alarm about a shooting at the Navy Yard drew dozens of police to the same building where a gunman killed 12 people in 2013. The U.S. Navy confirmed that no shooting occurred more than 2 hours after the base was placed on lockdown and searched. No victims, shooters, or weapons were found. Well, you can breathe a sigh of relief. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office declined yesterday to file felony charges against Sean Diddy Combs. I know. See, man, there goes the sigh of relief.
Yeah? I wanted Diddy to go to jail.
Well, it won't happen after his confrontation last month at UCLA with the football coach who reportedly was riding the son of Diddy during practice.
Diddy, your son plays with what rhymes with your name. Okay? All right. Wow. Got it? Your son plays Diddy. Okay?
Now, here is something that is going to make you go, as you're going through security today at TSA, with TSA at an airport, Jay. A picture tweeted out by a Transportation Security Administration official is creating attention. This week, a Twitter account attributed to the public affairs spokesperson tweeted a picture of a passenger's unusual luggage at Richmond International Airport. The quote was, "If you had $75,000, is this how you transport it? Just asking." The image shows a large amount of cash and what appears to be a carry-on bag. Definitely not the way you want to be carrying around money. But, and it's not illegal, but her tweet created a backlash online with many arguing the TSA violated the passenger's privacy and putting the traveler's distinct luggage at risk for theft. Is there any TSA policy against photographing and publicly posting the contents of one person's bag? And there isn't, but it just seems like bad form to photograph all that money and put it out there online.
And then put it out there, man.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
Meanwhile, they're taking your lotions and all that.
Right.
Else, over 6
right.
ounces.
Right.
Stealing!
That's right. You can just text your boy who works back there in luggage.
Exactly.
Hey, look for this bag.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right. Is Tiger involved in another sex scandal?
He's playing good.
Well, he's playing very well. He had a good round. Mm-hmm. Apparently, all it took was the report of an affair to revive Tiger's limp golf game. Rebounded from a dismal U.S. Open amid Wednesday's report from the National Enquirer that he broke up with longtime girlfriend Lindsey Vonn over one of his hookups of the wife of the now divorced wife of fellow pro Jason
Duffner.
So he
had a hookup that was a friend of the wife, Sybil?
No, it was the wife of one of his fellow pros, Jason Duffner.
He was trying to get it in with Duff's
with
wife?
Duff's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
No. Well, I mean, he's not married, Sybil. So I mean, and when he's getting,
but he did
sex,
have a
he
girlfriend.
Plays better. He does play much better.
He plays better as a player, or plays better as a golfer.
He even want both.
Apparently, it is both, Skip.
He's just not good at keeping secrets, Skip.
He's been thinking about hitting everything except that little white ball.
And now he can concentrate on that. Now that he's hit everything else, those are your headlines.